Shall we play a game?
It's a new game, only this time the game is real. Can you handle it?
Everybody play the game.
Play.
Time to play the game.
This new system, I was like, where's the open? Where's the open? Oh, it's been too long since we have heard the opening for America's favorite overnight radio quiz show, the Overnight Arcade, here on WGN. I am your quizmaster, Brian Noonan. Yes, sirree, the Overnight Arcade, back where it belongs in the wee hours of the morning. If you did not get through to play along with us on the air, then by all means, nudge someone, go out and scream in the streets, get your dog, put his pants on, and play along at home, because during the Overnight Arcade, at-home wagering not only encouraged, but expected. Let's meet our players, Dan, shall we? Sure. First, we say hello to Ray. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the game.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am fantastic, Ray. Happy New Year. What do you do for a living, Ray?
I'm a computer IT guy.
A computer IT guy. Are you working overnights, or this your normal time?
I'm off until next Monday.
Oh, very nice. Well, enjoying your vacation. Let's see who you're playing against. It is Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the game.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do, Scott?
I'm a professional truck driver.
A professional truck driver as opposed to the amateur truck drivers that are clogging up our highways. And what are you hauling?
It's anything from, well, I'm not hauling up now. I'm empty. But it's usually it can be paper products, whatever.
Very nice. And what's your biggest pet peeve on the road, Scott?
Drivers is probably driving with no headlights on when it starts getting dark.
That doesn't seem smart at all. Not at all. All right, Ray, Scott, here's the deal. Elvis is having a birthday sometime soon. That may be a question, so I'm not going to give you the exact date. But because of that, we are playing Elvis Trivia on the Overnight Arcade. All of the questions will be about the king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley. And if I give you a question and you get it right, you're going to get a point. If not, your opponent will get a chance to steal. First one to five correct answers, or whoever is leading when time runs out, will be our winner. Ray, Scott, do you understand the rules? Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, let's flip it up and see who goes first. And we must say that first, Scott gets the first question. All right, Scott, here we go. Very exciting. Elvis Trivia, the Overnight Arcade, back actually in the overnight hours. We'll start things off. I think this is an easy one, Scott. Where was Elvis born?
In Memphis, Tennessee.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Go!
That is incorrect, so I was wrong. That means Ray gets a chance to steal. Ray, I'll repeat the question because that's what I do.
Thank you.
Where was Elvis born?
Brian, I think I'm going to go across the Big Muddy to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Let's go on a geographical voyage and say that is correct, Tupelo, Mississippi. So Ray starts us off with a steal and a point. Very good. And we stay with Ray. Why not? He stole it. He gets another one. All right, Ray, when is Elvis's birthday? When is Elvis's birthday?
January 8th.
January 8th.
Yeah!
Pete Townsend very excited about Elvis's birthday. So is Ray, because at the end of the first round, Esmeralda, can you believe it? Ray has two, Scott has nothing.
What?
I know. That's what happens with a steal. Sometimes things go very quickly. But let's not panic, especially if we're Scott. Because he can come back right now with this question. Scott, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. How many number one songs did Elvis have on Billboard's Hot 100 chart? Was it 3, 14, 18, or 22? How many number one songs did Elvis have on Billboard's Hot 100 chart? Was it 3, 14, 18, or 22?
How about 3?
How about 3? Oh, no. That is unfortunate, Scott. That means, Ray, you get a chance to steal, and as is my habit, I will repeat the question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many number one songs did Elvis have on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Was it 3, 14, 18, or 22?
Brian, excuse me, I'm going to use a deductive logic.
Okay.
And take a stab, and I'm going to take the middle number. So I'll say 18.
Wow. Look at Ray deducing things, Dan. You know how we love deductive reasoning here on the program, since we never use it ourselves. Let's see. I'm going to take the middle number. That is correct, Ray. You took the middle number. It is 18. He had 18 number one songs on Billboard's Hot 100 charts. Scott, don't panic, even though Ray stole that from you. And now we stay with Ray because this could be a sweep. This could be a clean sweep right here. But maybe not. I'm holding out hope that Scott gets back in the game. Maybe okay. Ray completely falls down. Maybe being a computer IT guy, you're not on the computer, are you, Ray? You're not Googling these questions, are you?
I wish I were that fast.
All right, let's see. Here we go. We stay with you, Ray, not to diminish your accomplishments thus far. What TV show made Elvis dress in a tuxedo and sing Hound Dog to a Basset Hound while standing perfectly still? Was it The Ed Sullivan Show, The Mike Douglas Show, The Tonight Show, or The Steve Allen Show?
Brian, excuse me.
I like that Ray made every answer. Ray was going to preface it. He's going to clear his throat so that we do not mistake any of his pronouncements. Yes, Ray.
I think one of the funniest men ever on TV with one of the most annoying wives. I'm going to say Steve Allen.
Wow, Steve Allen. Let's see. That is awesome, Ray. That is a correct answer. That means you now have four. And Scott?
Yes.
Better left unsaid. No, I can't. I have to say it. You have nothing. You have zero. But let's see. Maybe this is the one. Maybe this is gets you on the board, Scott. Could it be? All right. Let's not panic. Dan's panicked. I rarely panic. But Dan, he gets antsy. All right, here we go. The soundtrack to this Elvis movie was number one on the Billboard chart for 20 weeks. Was it Blue Hawaii, Clam Bake, Kid Galahad, or Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. Oh, no. Scott, that is incorrect, unfortunately for you. But fortunately for Ray, this could be the ticket to victory, because, Ray, you have four. If you get this correct, you will win the game. If not, you will give Scott another chance. And he needs as many of them as possible. But right now, Ray, you are in the catbird seat.
Yes, sir.
I will repeat the question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I await your throat clearing. Here we go. So get it ready. The soundtrack to this Elvis movie was number one on the Billboard chart for 20 weeks. Was it Blue Hawaii, Clam Bake, Kid Galahad, or Jailhouse Rock?
Once again, Brian, I'm going to use deductive logic.
Yes.
And a little bit of luck.
Uh-huh.
As a former bartender, this is a drink. It's also the home state of our current president. So I'll say Blue Hawaii.
You'll say Blue Hawaii with no throat clearing. Oh, my. That is correct. Very nicely done, Ray. That means with five correct answers, you are the winner of this round of the Overnight Arcade on WGN. Final score, not to rub it in, Scott, but I by law, I have to say the final score. It is Ray 5, Scott nothing. Esmeralda, your thoughts?
It was an exciting game.
It was. All right, a lot of deductive logic, a lot of deductive reasoning went into Ray's victory. Ray, let me tell you what you've won.
Yes, sir.
You've won a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com.
Brian, thank you. One of my favorite pizza places.
Ray, you are very welcome. Enjoy it. And Scott, listen, I hate to send anybody away empty-handed, especially a man who's driving a big rig over the highways and byways of this great land of ours. So I'm going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate as well. What do you think about that?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. See, everybody wins. I'm like youth soccer. Everybody gets a prize at the end of the game. Ray, congratulations on the big win. You get bragging rights as well, so you can walk around tomorrow all your chest all puffed up saying you were the big winner on the game while you both enjoy your pizza. Scott, thank you for playing. Gentlemen, Dan, do we have everybody's information? Gentlemen, thanks for playing the game.
Brian,
have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. Take care. All right, let me see. We got to do that, and we'll do this. We'll get that. All right. We got time for one more round, don't we? Sure we do. Why not? I've got some more questions. Esmeralda wants another exciting round of the Overnight Arcade. I can tell she's clapping. It's very exciting there in the newsroom.
So one quick question here. Yeah. So was Steve Allen parodying what happened on the Ed Sullivan Show with the, you know, couldn't show him from the waist up? So, like, that's why he didn't make a move?
Yes. He just stood there and stared at the basset out. All right, Dan, since you are the... You are the arbiter of all phone calls here on the big broadcast. What callers should play this game?
Let's go 2 and 4.
2 and 4. Caller 2 and caller 4 at 312-981-7200. Call in. Get on the game. Play Elvis Trivia. Round 2 of the Overnight Arcade coming up on the other side here on WGN.
Game on!
Game on!
Time to play the game!
Music is hardcore. That's to get everyone's attention for the second round of the Overnight Arcade here on WGN. I'm your quizmaster, Brian Noonan, in for Nick DiGilio, who will be in for Steve Cochran later this morning. We are playing Elvis Trivia because, as we learned in round number one, Elvis's birthday is January 8th. January 8th. That will not be a question in round number two, in case you were wondering, in case you were making notes at home. I saw Esmeralda furiously jotting down things from round one, hoping she could win in round two, but unfortunately she is not eligible. But let's see who is eligible. First, we say hi to Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Morning. And what do you do, Carrie?
I'm a chemist by training, and I'm in sales now. I sell x-ray equipment.
Sell x-ray equipment. Oh, that sounds fascinating.
But not medical. Not medical. It's for chemical research, so I can't do a chest x-ray on myself.
All right. That was going to be my next question. But all right. So we know that you cannot do that. It's for chemical equipment. You x-ray. How do they x-ray chemical equipment or x-ray chemicals?
Small crystals. You can determine this. If you shoot x-rays through, let's say, a piece of salt, you can actually determine the structure of it. So we make equipment, but really expensive equipment that does that stuff.
Whoa, look at that. All right. Sold. Very good. All right, Carrie, let's see who you're playing against. It is Joe. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do, Joe?
Environmental specialist.
Environmental specialist. What does that mean?
It means I'm a state lead inspector, asbestos inspector.
Oh, very nice. All right. A couple interesting careers here this morning. You guys are up early or
actually,
up
we should hook up because my equipment might help him out. Actually.
Look at us putting things together. Listen, though, Carrie, I've heard the state is a little with their budget, so you might not be able to make a big equipment sale until we get some things worked out. But
I'm dead, yeah.
In the meantime, let's play a little Elvis trivia, shall we, gentlemen? I'll ask you a question. If you get it right, you get a point. If not, your opponent will get a chance to steal. First one to five correct answers, or whoever is leading when our time runs out, will be the winner. Joe, Carrie, do you understand the rules? Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir, sir.
All right, let's flip it up and see. Oh, there we go. Joe is getting our first question. Joe, here we go. Elvis Trivia on the Overnight Arcade.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, you heard it. In what year was the commemorative Elvis postage stamp released?
1976.
It doesn't even wait.
Oh.
That was a mistake. No, that is incorrect, Joe. That means Carrie gets a chance to steal. I'm going to read the whole question, if you don't mind, Carrie, just because I like to read them for my own benefit. All right. In what year was the commemorative Elvis postage stamp released? 1990, 1992, 1993, or 1995?
Deductive reasoning. Let's say 92.
I
award you no points.
Oh.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
So much for deductive reasoning. I know it worked in the last round. We'll see. Maybe it'll work in this round. All right. Nobody got that one, but that's all right. Carrie was trying to steal. That means we stay with Carrie, and here we go. Carrie, in what Midwest city was Elvis's final concert?
Indianapolis.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Nobody likes Indianapolis more than Meg Ryan. She loves that town. Carrie, that is correct. You are on the board with one. Congratulations. All right, let's go back to Joe, the environmental specialist, right now wondering what could the next question be. Well, here it is. What made Elvis's 1973 TV special, Aloha from Hawaii, so significant?
No choices, huh?
Nope.
What, nope. What made Elvis's 1973 TV special Aloha from Hawaii so significant?
I would guess he probably got married out there.
Got married out there. Good guess, but incorrect. That means, Kerry, you get a chance to steal. What made Elvis's 1973 TV special Aloha from Hawaii so significant?
Oh, it's something. I was going to say, not the outfit. Wasn't it like the first show that was like beamed around the world on satellite or something and everybody saw it?
Good job. Keep up the good work.
That is absolutely right, Kerry. It was
wow.
The first.
I don't know how I remember that.
it's one of those things. It was the first program to be beamed around the world by satellite. So Kerry gets the point on the steal. Very impressive. Nicely done, Kerry. All right. Let's stay with you because, well, you stole it. And here's your question. Elvis recorded his first songs at what legendary Memphis landmark?
Sun Records.
Let's check the board, Dan.
That is correct.
That is correct. That is correct. Kerry, that means after two rounds, you lead Joe 3-0. Joe, you're not panicking yet, are you?
No, we're going to make it real good comeback.
This is when it comes back. This is when he likes to play possum. Till he's down 3-0. Then he comes back hard, Dan. Here we go. This is where it all starts for Joe when I ask him this question. Legend has it that Elvis's manager once wrote out his Las Vegas contract on a tablecloth. Who was Elvis's manager?
That would be Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel Tom Parker.
That is correct.
That is correct. And Joe is on the board. There we go, Joe. All right. We come back to Kerry. Kerry, here we go. Here we go. This is very exciting. What is the name of Elvis's home in Memphis?
Graceland.
Yes, Graceland it is. That's for Kerry. Kerry takes more lead, 4-1 over Joe, but we come back to Joe. Joe, you can narrow the gap right here. All you need to do is tell me Elvis's middle name.
Aaron.
Joe with two. Very nicely done, Joe. All right, we come back to Kerry. Kerry, you have four. You know what that means, don't you, Kerry?
Yes.
Yes, it means if you get this right, you win the game. If not, you will give Joe a chance to steal and narrow the gap. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kerry, here we go. For the win. What was rumored to be Elvis's favorite sandwich?
Fried peanut butter and bananas.
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich for the win. Nice. Man, I can't believe it.
Yes!
That is correct. Kerry, five correct answers means you are the big winner on the Overnight Arcade. Congratulations.
Thanks, Brian. Hey, Brian, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
How come you're not why aren't you torturing Dan by making him do a fake French voice like you did to Cody?
Dan doesn't like to do characters. Cody loves to do puppets. Dan is comfortable just jumping in occasionally. He doesn't crave the limelight like Cody does.
Cody loves to be
in the spotlight. He would come to me with his crazy characters. His what was that guy's name? Montesquieu. Yes,
Montesquieu. Yeah,
yeah, we don't have no Montesquieus tonight. Dan, it's actually in Dan's contract that he does not do puppets.
Yeah,
he tells me every time I work for Nick. Remember, I don't do any puppets.
Marion.
Well, good for Dan.
Yeah, Dan stands up for himself. You know. Plus, he's secure. He doesn't need it.
Right.
He doesn't
That's
crave.
That's a part-timer thing.
Ouch! I'll tell Cody Zing. You said that. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Let's get Cody on the horn now. Now that Kerry's opened a can of worms here on the big show.
I will say in his defense, I do not have a YouTube video where appliances talk to me and I tell people about them and things like that. So
no.
He's a much more accomplished actor than I
was. Oh, he was in a big movie. Dance Dance Revolution, The Warrior's Path. Yeah, he's big. I don't know if you want to be mocking Cody. He's got some things going on. But meanwhile, we'll discuss the merits of Cody later. But right now, we have to tell Kerry what he's won. Kerry, you're going to enjoy some fine Lou Malnati's pizza because we have a $25 gift certificate to Lou's. Lou's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Or, if it's easier, just order online at loumalnati's.com. So enjoy some pizza, Kerry. I'll tell Cody you were asking about him. And Joe, listen. Because, you know, I just love to give everybody gifts. We're going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift card as well. How about that, Joe?
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Here. You guys, thank you for playing the game. Happy New Year, and enjoy your pizza. Thanks so much.
You guys, too. Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, we'll say goodbye to Joe, and we'll say goodbye to Carrie. And there we go, and that's our game. Yeah, Cody always loved to do the bits. He loves to do the character. You don't want to do those, do you?
No, it's okay. It's not your thing. Can't pull them off. I don't. I remember Craig Collin trying to do like an Irish Christopher Walken one time when you were filling in on that shift, and I was just like, I can't do that.
No, and you know I love talking to you. You're always.
Oh yeah. But no, absolutely.
I know what you like to do, and I gotta know what you don't like to do. You don't like to come up with characters. You like to be, hey, look at me. I'm Dan. I'm a puppet. Yeah, I don't know if that's how you would talk if you were actually doing it. That might be your character.
That could be my character.
Dan the Marionette.
Maybe I'm in like an underground puppet scene and I don't want to like blow
Maybe
my cover.
This is a puppet. Maybe this isn't even the real Dan. Maybe this is Dan, producer Dan.